Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 546. For your best health. 8 Things to Consider If You Are Sick and Tired by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Some of the authors I read from include Nerd Fitness, Ben Greenfield, Healthline, and lots more. And don't forget, we've got 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. You can check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today's post is sort of a mix between a few of our shows. Courtney Carver is typically narrated on Optimal Living Daily, especially for Minimalist Mondays. But this is a good fit for this show. So today's topic, I think you'll see, is going to apply nicely to Optimal Health Daily. So with that, let's get right to her post as we optimize your life. For Your Best Health, 8 Things to Consider If You Are Sick and Tired by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I didn't simplify my life for clean countertops or to be better organized. I simplified my life because I got sick, really sick. I was sick, tired, and overwhelmed for a long time. But when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I knew things had to change. The stress and excess in my life may not have caused my disease, but it contributed to relapses, new symptoms, and other health issues. If you've ever thought, this is too much, or things need to change, or this headache or cold or my exhaustion is my body telling me to slow down, then you can relate. We've all been impacted by the effects of stress and excess. Some of us notice and shift things around, and for others, like me, we let it go on for far too long, thinking it is what it is, until our bodies say, enough is enough. Someone with MS recently asked me, how can I be healthier with MS? After writing back with some suggestions, I realized, you don't need MS to benefit from these recommendations. They apply to all autoimmune and other chronic conditions. In fact, even if you don't have a specific diagnosis or condition, but are running low on energy or don't sleep well, or get frequent headaches, or simply don't feel your best, these might be helpful. So, for your best health, here are 8 things to consider if you are sick and tired. Number 1, build a medical team you trust. My first neurologist and her team were terrible. I was diagnosed over the phone. They told me to review the pharmaceutical kits and pick my own drug. They told me diet and exercise don't matter. They told me my health would decline. After a few months, I realized they weren't on my team, and I fired them, but also that I had to rise up and build and lead a team. I used to be intimidated by doctors and other medical professionals, but now I know we have to work together. They know their stuff, and I know my stuff. Number 2, remember, you know your body better than anyone else. I just mentioned that I know my stuff. And by that, I mean I know what I believe and know my body. You know your stuff too. Keep this in mind when working with your medical professionals or when taking advice from well-meaning friends and family, and especially when gathering information from the internet. Trusting what you know will take some practice, but you do know. 3, reduce stress. If we want to improve our health and live with more energy and wellness, we have to be willing to live with less stress. Here's the road to less stress. Less stuff, less busyness, less drama, less debt, less worry, less fear. It takes time, but go down this road. Number 4, rest when you need to rest. Let's stop apologizing for taking care of ourselves, for taking naps, for staying in on a Friday night and taking a bath. Pushing through the pain doesn't usually lead to less pain. Rest and renew. Number 5, fuel when you need to fuel. Make a list of the things that fuel you, body, mind, heart, and soul. Fill up on good food, exercise, meditation, writing, and connecting with people you love. 6, don't try to do it all at once. You didn't get sick and tired overnight. Give yourself time to heal and don't put a time limit on it. Adding random deadlines for feeling better only adds more stress. Instead, take a little step each day, rest when you need to rest, and fuel when you need to fuel. 7, don't give up. Keep experimenting, ask for help, do whatever it takes to feel well and to be well. And lastly, number 8, give hope all the time it needs to replace fear. Not feeling well is scary. Not knowing what's wrong is scary. A devastating diagnosis is scary. The words chronic, debilitating, unknown, all scary. But we have to make a choice. Will we live in fear or in hope? It's not easy as a flip of a switch, but if you find daily pockets of hope each day, the fear will dissipate. Write down what you are afraid of and what makes you smile, what you're curious about, and what you're willing to do to feel better. Keep writing it down until your hope lists are longer than your fear lists. It's been more than a decade since I've had an MS relapse, but I still remember what it was like to wake up afraid that I wouldn't be able to see or walk or think straight. I can't predict the future, but now I wake up hopeful and excited for the day ahead, and I find it easier to focus on what really matters to me. Your best health will be unique for you. It won't look like my best health, your partner's best health, or anyone else's best health. It will look different today than it does in 5 years. Figure out what your best health is today. You've done a great job taking care of everyone and everything around you, and now it's time to do what's best for you. Take all the time you need to give that gift to yourself. You just listened to the post titled, For Your Best Health, 8 Things to Consider If You Are Sick and Tired, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a sufferer of a chronic condition myself, I can absolutely relate to what Courtney was mentioning. And so I do experience a lot of fear. Well, at least I used to. And I really appreciated that she took the time to mention building a medical team. Because building a medical team you trust is so important when it comes to getting good advice, for example. Are your physicians current with the latest research? Or has it been a while since they've looked at the latest studies and the latest treatments? That can make a huge difference when it comes to really treating anything. And of course, like I always say on this show, you know yourself best. you likely know what's going to work and what's going to motivate you. For me, exercise has to be a daily thing. Otherwise, I don't feel like myself. I've also realized at work, I've had to say no, meaning, no, I cannot take on more because I know what's going to happen to me. And so that kind of relates back to stress. Saying no relieves some of my stress. I've always said that exercise affects you in a good way, in a positive way from head to toe. Stress kind of does the opposite. If stress goes on for too long, it affects basically every cell in your body in a not so good way from head to toe. And so for me, stress definitely flares me up. It flares up my condition. So for me, learning to say no, delegating, that helps reduce my stress and prevents any kind of relapse. And just as Courtney said, this didn't happen overnight. For me, this took lots and lots of time. I had to practice it. I had to be consistent. I hated to exercise. Exercise was not my thing for the longest time. I much rather prefer to eat fast food. These all took time to change. So as she said, give yourself that time and it will happen. All right, really quickly before I go, you can hear more from Courtney Carver being narrated on pretty much all of our shows because she writes about a wide range of topics. So to subscribe to our other podcasts, just search for Optimal Living Daily. All right, I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Brittany DaCosta where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.